The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shkolam after Zion. The Gemara of Yerushalmi discusses the fact that the Psukim tell us in the beginning of Sefer Melachim that Adoniah ben Chagis wanted to reign after David HaMelech, and even Bechai of David HaMelech was already old and he wasn't able to go out. Adoniah carried himself with the trappings of Malchus, and those that were concerned that the Haftocha of David to Bathsheba, that Shlomo HaMelech would reign afterwards, and David HaMelech knew this Alpi Nevuah, Nos Nanovi, and Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo HaMelech, came to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech affirmed that Shlomo Yimloch Akrov, and they went and they were Mamlich, B'Shem and Amishka, they were Mamlich Shlomo. The Gemara says by us that the emes is that there's no din to anoint, to be Moshech, a Melech, Ben Melech, Be'etzim, he's Yerush from his father. All this was just B'mokam HaKlaikas, to be Mechazik the Malchus. Now, what actually was Chal in the Meshicha of the Melech, of Shlomo HaMelech? His father was alive. If you talk about where there's a machlokes and their moishich, the melech akamisus of him, I understand that's chal on him a din malchus. The kedushas hamalchus is chal on him when you moishich him, the same akoyin godel. But if his father was alive, he wasn't a melech now. There's no such thing as a melech while the father, who's the melech, is still reigning. Obviously, the meshicha of Shlomo HaMelech was not that it made a chalois din malchus in Shlomo HaMelech. When Shmuel HaNovi anointed Shaul, it says that Pines, Shaul grew a head taller. Why did Shaul grow a head taller? It was chalan in the Kedusha Malchus. He became a melech, he has to be me'alaom. So the physical mitzius mirrors what was going on inside. He became a melech, was given to him the mitzius, the Kedusha of Malchus, that he represents Malchus Shemayim in this world. He became a head taller. Shlomo HaMelech didn't become a head taller when they were Mamlechim, because he wasn't a melech. David HaMelech was the melech. What the Meshicha really was an affirmation of David HaMelech's right. The melech is not only for himself. The Rambam explains this in Hilchos Melachim, that part of the Malchus itself, since Malchus represents Malchus Shemayim, it's a David Nitzchi. The Nitzchis has to be Loi Ul Zaroi Akrov. Meaning to say, it's not pshat that Shlomo HaMelech became a melech, and that's why they were moishich him. The being moishich Shlomo HaMelech was an affirmation that David's Malchus was the ultimate Malchus. If David's Malchus was the ultimate Malchus, then the Malchus was his, not only for him, the Lazare Akro. When Avshalom rebelled against David HaMelech, even though he was the son of David HaMelech, what he was doing is, he was saying that David is not fit for Malchus. It was an oinish for that Averu, it's not Averu, but it was an oinish to be mechaper and David HaMelech's chet with Bathsheba, that temporarily David HaMelech's malchus was taken away from him. Avshalom reigned not mikoyach David HaMelech. That's why he was a murdered for malchus. He was killed. Shlomo HaMelech reigned mikoyach David. The koyach of a melech in Kleisol is poiskim gedula loy lezari akro. Shol HaMelech, even though he was a real melech, but his malchus lechetchila was only l'sho, even though some of his malchus went over to his children. One door, but his malchus was mitzvah, was not a malchus loyal to Zari Akhrov. As an aside, the mitzvah that a malchus is a David Nitzchi because it's loyal to Zari Akhrov, look in the Haftorah in Parshas Toldos, which is the Haftorah on the Parsha of David HaMelech reigning and Shlomo Yimloch Akhrov, which is Parshas Chayisor, Parshas Toldos, the next Parsha, which talks about Esau. Over there, the Haftorah that comes from Treyasa, from Malachi, says about Esav, Bozoy Atem Ma'oid, Chazal Darshan, the reason why he's Bozoy Atem Ma'oid, is because Ein Loi Melech Ben Melech. Esav, Edom, never had a Melech Ben Melech. And Chazal see, and it would seem that Chazal see in that the ultimate illustration of what it means to be Esav. Why is that? Why is a Chesoron in Melech Ben Melech the ultimate illustration of Esav? Esav is all about living for the here and now. There's no nitzchis. Esav is willing to trade away netzach and tzachim for a pot of lentils. That's what Esav is about. The mitzius of Esav is Edom. Red is a color that catches the eye. The mitzius of Edom is the here and now. His malchus is right now, I'm on top of the world. I'm a president for 4 years. I don't care what will be in America in 8 years from now. Right now, I'm the president. I'm sitting in the White House. But Nitzchius concerns itself not only with the here and now, but the here and now is really only a means, a vehicle, to bring to Netzach Netzachim. By Klal Yisrael, Malchus has to be Melech Ben Melech. There has to be a Loivel Azare Akrab. That's the Malchus of David. So what we're saying is that the Meshicha of Shloimoi is really a din in David HaMelech's Malchus. Let's contrast this with a different din, which is quite Negel HaLoch HaLamaisa. And this is Yerusha's Malchus of Torah. There's a famous controversy that raged in the mid-1800s. If somebody has a position of Torah, we discussed in a previous year, Sroro being Domela Malchus and being given over any position of power in a community, being given over from father to son, because it's similar to Malchus, and the Chassam Sofer stated his position that any position which is primarily based on Gadlus Batera, again, a Rosh Hashiva is questionable because a Rosh Hashiva, besides for the saying of Shir, there's also the guidance and the leadership of the Shir, which is not Torah. It's based on the personality. Personality has to be a Torah personality. It has to be a personality which is fine-tuned in Torah, but it's not a din in Habotzah's Torah. But a position as a Magid Shir, which is solely an expression of Habotzah's Torah, the Chassam Sofer said is not something that's Yashin by a son, because Torah is not Yashin by a son. We see from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Pashas Pinchos, Yifkar Elokim Elokeir Ruchois, says that Moshe Rabbeinu Rashi says, ask for Gdula Lebon of Akrov, and his request was denied. And says that the Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why his request was denied, was because Torah doesn't go over Yerusha. And the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Erech Chaim Siman Yud Beis brings to support the Shita of the Marashdam. Interestingly enough, it's in Erech Chaim Mogen Avrom in Erech Chaim Nun Gimel, the beginning of Erech Chaim, discusses this in reference to other positions, a Chazin, a Bal Tvila, anybody who's serving the public in any public position, the president of the shul, Agav, the president, the vice president, the any position of power in the shul. There's a halacha, you have to present it, if he's royal lekach, to the son of the person who had it. And the Marashdam says that any position which is based on Torah, which is based on Gadlus Batorah, does not go over Yerusha. Lumas, the Avnei Nezer, who argued very stark, the Avnei Nezer is in Yerudei Sim Shin Yud Beis, that the Avnei Nezer says there's no raya for Moshe. He says that it can't be that the reason why Moshe's request was denied and his position was not given over to his sons, Gershom Eliezer, he says that the reason can't be because of Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu also had a din of a melech. We see many midrashim that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of Klai Yisrael's melech. Afterwards, that malchus was given to Yeshua, and thereafter, the only melech, there was a decentralization of authority after Yeshua ben Nun, and the shofet maybe had certain din of a melech, but then thereafter, the only first real melech was Shaul. But Moshe and Yeshua had a din of melech. Yeshua's gadlus was not given over, he didn't have son. But Moshe Rabbeinu asked that his gadlus should be given over to his son. Why didn't they at least get the malchus? Say that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be Moshe, his position as Rabban Shal Yisrael to his children, because Torah is not given over by Yerusha. There's no din when a person learns Torah. And Agav, this is the way we're explaining by David HaMelech. Malchus is something inherent in the malchus of David HaMelech, is the nitzchias of loyal to Zari Akrab. But Torah has to do with a person's efforts. And efforts, Amal V'Yagia is rewarded with producing. And a person can't produce for his children. A person can only produce for himself. Therefore, a person can't learn a Taisvis, and that'll work for his grandchildren. He can't be the Marbitz Torah. He can't be the Rabbah in Shal Yisrael, and his grandchildren will automatically have that position. It's a steer to the essence of Torah, which is based on only personal merits of Amal V'Yagia. It's not even based on personal merits, it's based on Amal V'Yagia. Malchus, of course, is based on personal merit, but Malchus is the status of a person. A person's Madrega Torah is solely a product of Amal V'Yagia. You can't do that for somebody else. So, it's Frecht Avnei Nezer, if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't be Moshe to his children because it's a position of Torah, what about his Malchus? To be Miyash of the Chassam Sofer, Why Taka didn't the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu Yashin at least his Malchus? Tanenesi says there must be a different reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Moshe, but positions of Torah you can give over. If a Rosh Shiva is Nifter, a Magad Shea is Nifter, you have to give the position to his son if the son is Roy Lekak. To Bimiyash of the Chassam Sofer, another post can they hold away the Marashdam, we understand that the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu was inherently different than the Malchus of David HaMelech. The Malchus of David HaMelech was a public position to represent authority for Klal Yisrael, to make a central authority. He represented authority, Malchus HaDarakei, Malchus HaDarakia. David HaMelech was anointed to represent, to fight the battles of Klal Yisrael, and to represent authority in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's Malchus was really only an illustration of Torah. Moshe and Yeshua held the position of Melech, Mikoyach being the God of Ador. There was no difference between their status as a melech, fighting the battles of Klal Yisrael, leading Klal Yisrael into battle, and Paskin and Shavuos. It was the Poisik was the melech. By the way, that's a unique state of Gadlus that Klal Yisrael had only in those few generations. After that, the two are separate. The head of the Sanhedrin, the God Lador, the Poisik Ador, is separate than the melech. It doesn't say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was the Poisik Ador. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was the chief Marbet's Torah, but doesn't say that the Malachim were necessarily the Gedolei Ador. It doesn't say that they were the Rosh HaSanhedrin. David HaMelech was, Shlomo HaMelech maybe was, but that was incidental, not that the position of Melech was Mechayev them to be the God Lador. But Moshe and Yeshua, the position of Poisik Ador, God Lador, is the same as the position of Melech. So the Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu can't be given over the same way his position of Poisik Ador can't be given over. So what the Chassam Sofer means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he can't be Moshe to his children, but maybe he could be Moshe to Malchus to his children. That's what Ben Shem Tom, your Malchus is not more than illustration of your Torah. And the same way your Torah can't be given over, he understood that Yeshua Benu, the old Kasha on Chazal. What do you mean Moshe Benu was asking? He knew that Yeshua was his successor. He thought that Yeshua was his successor as Poisik Ador, as Moshe HaTorah, as the Rabban Shal Yisrael. But maybe the Malchus, the trappings of Malchus, could be given over to his children. And that Rabbi Shem told him, no, Yeshua has to be the Melech, because going into Eretz Yisrael is Mechayev that the Malchus and the position of Poisik Ador, Moshe HaTorah and God Lador have to be synonymous. At least for the Dor of Yeshua Ben Nun, his request was denied. That's the Amitius of Pshat Lechzam Sefer. Now, what's interesting is that the discussion of the Avnei Nezer that raged B'doiroi was about a job, as a job position as Chassidish Rebbe. It was a shaila if it's a position of Malchus, of a holding court, of having a position of power amongst the Chassidim, deciding shailas for the Chassidim, taking kritluk, position of royalty, or it was a position of Torah, primarily of teaching Torah, primarily of being Marbit's Torah, in which case maybe there would be a position of Yerusha. And the Avnei said it didn't make a difference, because Malchus and Torah could be given over. Again, not like the Chassam Sofer. That was the discussion, the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer in Yeridei Simen Shin Yud Beis. The interesting Hosafa on this, the Ramami Pano explains, the great Mekubal, the Ramami Pano explains that in the times of the Second Beis Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael lost its independence and it was always under the subjugation of one of the Umayyads, first Paras and then Yavon and then Edom, Klal Yisrael is a special chesed from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that Klal Yisrael needed some type of malchus to give it its surah, to give it its pride as being a ato echod v'shimcho echod v'mikam chizol v'echod baratz, to unify Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was given, till then there was a position of Nasi, and the Nasi was a Torah role. The Nasi was a role of being the head of the Sanhedrin. Mimois Hillel HaZaken, the Klal Yisrael came under the power, the dominion of Esav, of Edom, of Roimi, of Rome. There was created out of the position of Nasi a hereditary Malchus, in which the position of Nasi was given after Hillel HaZaken, was thereafter carried over in his family. Could be there were others that were bigger. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is bigger than Rabban Gamliel. It was the Zaken Ador, but still the Nasi came Mizare Shel Hillel. Why? In order to create out of, the Ramami Pano says, even deeper. It says not only to give a malchus, but at that point it was necessary for the strength of Klal Yisrael, the same way when Klal Yisrael set out and came into Eretz Yisrael. B'mois Moshe and Yeshua, the position of malchus and Godel Hador were one and the same. In Hillel Hanasi's time, in Hillel HaZaken's times, Be'elech, the position of Melech and Nasi were consolidated into one power. Nasi really is the head of the Sanhedrin, but it was given together, it was made into one position with the position of Melech. That was a special chesed of the Rabban Shlalem, the Klal Yisrael, on that trying tkufa to give Klal Yisrael back that, not only that pride, but to give Klal Yisrael back that status that its Malchus and its Torah is one and the same. It's an interesting hoysof onto this. And then again, the Machloikis, with Avinezer discusses, has to be, to be properly applied, has to be broken down to each job. We mentioned before, speaking about the job of a Rosh Hashiva, the position of a Rosh Hashiva, going from a father to a son, very often a yeshiva is not a malchus, it's a private possession. He raised the money for it. He has a bailus in Choshe Mishpat of the yeshiva, that's something else. But where a Rosh Hashiva is a hired Rosh Hashiva, not his personal possession, the yeshiva, severe, in a Rosh Hashiva itself is a position of Abbot Stoyd, is also a position of authority, making decisions, leadership skills, and so on and so forth, and that would be Nischalik, the Gedorim of whether there is Yerusha Srora, Malchus, in the position, like we said, of the Chassam Sefer, where Yerusha's Torah is not given over from father to son. Torah is something that one has to be Zeicha with his own Amal V'Yegiyah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.